This call is being recorded.
There we go. Now you can continue.
Okay, so in the visualization, I was saying, you know, well, I know this isn't my memory, but I've had memories, so many memories of different beings, and it seems like they're coming from this this library. I was in the library of in Inner Earth, and it seems like they're coming from this library. And I was saying, well, how do I know what's my memory and what's the library's memory? And he said to me, the librarian there, I forget his name, he said, you are the library. Which first I thought, oh, is it like a consciousness, like in quantum, you know, consciousness is in the library. But then I thought, wait a minute, the library is the earth. So you are the earth, you are the library. I guess that's, I want some, I guess I'm not asking for you to confirm any of that because I know you can't do that, but I'd like to know, I still have that question, because I have the sense that we can all access the library, but it's particularly easy for me to access the memories in the library because I'm somehow connected in that sense. So I'm wondering, A, am I on the right track, and B, how do I discern what is my particular memories from the library memories?
First of all, as you are continuing to work with these dreams and all of these experiences that are happening, if it resonates to you, if it feels right to you, if it whispers within your heart center, then you know there is accuracy in it. That is not to say that your dreams are always perfectly accurate or that you are responding or understanding them the way they are coming to you. But there is always going to be some level of accuracy within those dreams, attempting to give you a message, whether it is who your higher self is or who your multidimensional selves are or any of these things. But then it also comes down, dear sister, to what does it matter? What does it matter whether this is your higher self or this is your multidimensional self or whatever it might be? If it feels right to you, then it is right. And that is the way you need to look at it. Do not be concerned about how accurate it might be. Just go with it. And you will find when the vibrations have increased enough within you, you will find the accuracy of all of these things, and your memories will come back to you, just as they are beginning to. And we say this now purposely because, and this is an answer somewhat to your question, your memories are returning to you. Okay? Shoshana?
Yes, we can share on this, dear sister. May we share our perspective?
Definitely.
Dear sister, you are all one. And you are an individual expression experiencing all, and all is one. Whatever you are experiencing, you are accessing that part of the quantum field which holds all experiences, which you sometimes call memories, all experiences that are available to all because all is one. This is a difficult concept for human beings. It is a difficult concept for most that what you are accessing is available to all. If you are accessing, understanding, remembering, experiencing, whatever you wish to call that, it is because there is a message there for you, as one who serves has said. There is a message there for you to understand more of who you are. And you must trust that this is why you are experiencing those things. Most human beings grow up believing that they are imagining everything, that their imagination is not true, and they are making things up. This is not possible. There is no such thing as making anything up because it resides in the quantum matrix for us to access. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. There are no true memories. There are just experiences that are sown into the field that as your consciousness rises, you have access to these. Do you see what we are saying?
Yes.
Does this make sense to you?
It does. There's still that nagging question of, you know, always that question of, you know, you're trying to remember, so you want to make sure. I mean, I don't know how to make the line. I don't know how to draw the line. Me, somebody else, or whatever.
You cannot draw a line. There is no line.
Yes, there is no line. There is no spoon.
There is no line. There is no spoon. There's nothing to be drawn. There is only experience to be felt, to be understood, that would raise the understanding and consciousness of those that are experiencing those experiences, you see. So, so you must enjoy and be in joy with these things that you are experiencing and bask in them and attempt to understand them and attempt to see the puzzle pieces that are being put together for you so that you can move forward in consciousness. This is what we have for you, dear sister, and we love you. Namaste.
Love you too. Thank you so much. Thank you, the one who serves also.
Yes. These are more, it seems, sayings from Confucius. No wonder where the term confusion came from. Are there any further questions now?
Yes, Catherine would like to speak on the topic of the what's called the dark night of the soul. I recently believe I had a short experience of it, which was quite unusual, but also did a little further research through a source of Deepak Chopra. He offered the idea that it's a concept. So is it the dark matter of the soul, is that a 3D concept?
The dark night of the soul has come down from long ago to understand the process of change that is occurring within your consciousness. And there are many dark nights of the soul, as you want to put it, in this respect. But what you are speaking of is the final one, if you would. That is where, just prior to what would be considered your ascension, would be that dark night of the soul. Just as when Yeshua was on the cross and he shouted to his father or whispered to his father. In those moments was his dark night of the soul because he felt completely separate at that point from his higher self. It did not last long, but it did come and it did pass, and then he went through the ascension fully after that. That was his dark night of the soul. You can look at it from the respect of it is different for everyone that goes through this, and you will know it at the time when this comes, but do not be concerned about it. This is our recommendation here. Do not even think about that would come at a time, because it will not come to you until you are ready for it. Okay? Shoshana?
Okay. Yes, we can share our perspective on this. May we share?
Of course, sweet ones.
Dear sister, what you asked, is this a 3D concept? They are 3D words that are being used. So in that idea of dark night of the soul, that infers pain. That infers suffering. That infers fear. So, of course, all of those emotions reside in 3D. So you can have an experience that creates more consciousness for you, more understanding for you, that could be deemed an idea that it is a dark night of the soul, but what it really is a movement in consciousness that expands your idea of who you are and who others are. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, I love it. Thank you. Now I'm going to celebrate.
Namaste, dear sister.
Wonderful. We need to release channel. We take one more question if there is. Otherwise, we release now.
I have a quick one if I could.
Yes.
It's Drusilla. I wanted to ask, with these new energies coming in, I've been having tremendous breakthroughs, but I've been feeling these energies physically, like burning. I mean, I can almost feel it moving around, and when it hits me, it feels like burning. Is this, I mean, do I have a bug or something, or am I really, is this what I'm feeling, what I think I'm feeling?
You are feeling what you are feeling. It is not for us to tell you what you are feeling, but you are experiencing those sensations that come with these higher energies as they come in and literally bombard your central nervous system and throw what it would be considered at your 3D level, everything out of whack. But as we always say here, if you are in the higher vibrations and you are receiving these energies, you will not have those experiences as you are speaking of. You may still notice certain feelings that come, but they will not be so prominent. Now, if you have these energies come in and you are in a depressed state or your immune system is low at that point, you will experience the effects of these energies much more fully in your physical body at that time. So what we say always is continue to do everything that you can in every waking moment to raise your vibration. Mm-hmm. However you can do that, with whatever tool that you can use, raise your vibration and continue to keep it raised. And then as these energies come in, they will simply lift you up into the higher heavens within your being. Okay?
Great.
Shoshana?
Thank
yes,
you.
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Sure.
May we ask where you feel this burning?
I feel it on my back, my spine. But sometimes it just feels like it's moving around, like it's kind of moving around, and then I don't feel it anymore. Then it comes back, and it goes.
What is happening here? And we will explain this. Although all that has been given by one who serves is accurate, but we will broaden the idea and the perspective that we have, and that is that this is a result of resistance. We spoke about resistance, we believe, on another call, but this is a result of resistance. So when there is a fear, when there is a resistance, the feelings that occur are painful and can be a sensation that is unpleasant. So what we would tell you is that when you sense a burning or an uncomfortable sensation, you must immediately stop what you are doing, sit down, and breathe. Breathe in the light, exhale the darkness. Breathe in the light, exhale the darkness. And the sensation will be lessened and almost disappear and could possibly even feel pleasant and joyous. But you must stop what you are doing and be calm and breathe. This is what we have for you. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Great.
Very good. And we need to release channel before we do. Shoshana, anything to add here at the end?
We would like to say to all that our love for you is unexplainable. It is beyond measure. It cannot be put into words. How our heart beats for you. And how we feel your courage, your compassion, your love, your understanding and your movement in consciousness that is beyond explanation to us. You are all soldiers of the light, warriors of the light, marching together to a common sound of enlightenment, love, and understanding. Namaste.
Wonderful. And we simply say, as Kara has given earlier and other times before, keep your eyes in the skies, because things are coming to a fuller understanding within each and every one of you. So keep looking to the skies. Keep using your belief system to create your reality. And then follow through with that belief system with action to bring it about. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.